This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Aurora police arrested 14 people Tuesday at an apartment complex wrapped up in a national immigration controversy. Denverite's Paolo Jalcita reports.
Aurora police say a mob abducted two people from the Edge at Lowry apartment complex, binding and assaulting them inside another unit. After the victims convinced their captors to let them go, they fled and called 911. Aurora Police Chief Todd Chamberlain says the investigation is ongoing, but initial findings show both the suspects and victims are Venezuelan immigrants.
We will not stop until every person that is involved in this incident is held accountable.
Earlier this year, people connected to the Venezuelan gang, Tren de Aragua, allegedly broke into an apartment at the complex while armed with guns. Chamberlain said it's probable, but not certain, that the suspects are part of the gang. I'm Paolo Jalcita, Denverite.
The elementary school in Manitou Springs was evacuated Tuesday in what was called an inhalation incident. The town's police and fire departments responded, and the hazmat team from El Paso County is investigating. The school's students were evaluated, and all of them appeared to be okay. Enrollment is open for slots next year in Colorado's Universal Preschool Program. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
State officials launched enrollment 2 months earlier this year. All children who turn 4 before October 1st next year will get at least 15 free hours of school. Some 3-year-olds who have extra needs will also get free hours. 4-year-olds with other risk factors such as homelessness or having a special education plan will receive 30 free hours. New this year is a phone helpline that offers interpretation in more than 100 languages. 41,000 4-year-olds are currently enrolled in the program. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Xcel Energy released a new plan this week to modernize its grid by 2029. The plan would add 300 new major power lines, 100 transformers, and dozens of substations in Colorado. Xcel says it needs more capacity to meet demand from electric vehicles and heat pumps. The plan could raise customers' bills by 2.5%. It needs the approval of state regulators. This is CPR News.